This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, and welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. It's funny how we forget things, particularly as web writers and as writers in general, these sublime reflections and exalted ideas that we have, like they were never even there. We've completely forgotten them and they're gone. And the question is though, if they were so sublime, exalted, why did they not remain with us in the first place? And I mean, so it's funny too that like how we fear losing these ideas, these lofty, exalted reflections. And it's also kind of funny the lengths we will go to preserve these ideas, and the legends of these practices are legion. Keeping waterproof slates in your shower, talking into your phone's voice memo while you pump gas on a dusty August day, scribbling in your tiny notepad in the dark of night so you don't wake your spouse. But in the morning light, however, the handwriting is illegible. You might as well have been drunk. And I know I've done it. And so we will go to great lengths to preserve these ideas. And the author Margaret Atwood, in fact, she puts a lot of emphasis on preserving these ideas. Her first four rules of her 10 rules of writing are about preserving ideas in your work. 1. Take a pencil to write with on aeroplanes. Pens leak, she says, but if the pencil breaks, you can't sharpen it on the plane because you can't take knives with you. Therefore, take two pencils. 2. If both pencils break, you can do a rough sharpening job with a nail file of the metal or glass type. I'm not sure that those are allowed on the plane either, though. Anyway, 3. Take something to write on. Paper is good. In a pinch, pieces of wood or your arm will do. But try writing with a pencil on your arm. It just doesn't work. And 4, if you're using a computer, always safeguard new text with a memory stick. That's 4. Always safeguard new text with a memory stick. See, these four rules are all about preserving your work and your ideas, and that's 40% of her 10 rules. The other rules, the ones devoted to the craft of writing, have to share the remaining 60% of the rules. I mean, think about that. The premium we place on ideas and capturing ideas. But here's a question for you. At what point do you draw the line when it comes to stopping what you are doing to record an idea? I mean, how many times do you interrupt the family dinner, the mowing of the lawn, the cross-country run? And how many times do you wake up and the middle of the night to write that rare, never-before-thought idea down in your diary? Twice, 3 times, 4 times, you would never get any sleep. Not to mention there's the risk you may interrupt the full blossoming of an idea if you prematurely stop what you're doing to write it down. And this is what you do when you can't or don't want to stop to write down an idea. You either memorize it or you concoct a narrative around it. Let me show you how these work. Alright, so first, memorize the idea means nothing more than repeating it until you burn it in your little memory. Perhaps it was a cute sentence that will be perfect for opening up an article. Try to repeat it over and over again, just like you would memorize any other fact. Now, concocting a narrative means nothing more than allowing the idea to unfold. For instance, the roads I run on are surrounded by woods and farm fields. We are outside of city limits, we are in the country, and people shoot guns in the country. I don't go a day without hearing a shot fired somewhere far away, of course. Maybe they're scaring away a coyote or banging a quail. Nevertheless, near enough to send my brain to a creative rampage, and the only way I can corral these ideas is to embed them into a story with vivid milestones. So when I get home, I take a shower and I eat breakfast, and when I finally sit down at my desk, I open up one of my notebooks, mechanical pencil in hand, and I use those milestones to walk my way back to the original idea. That's concocting a narrative to save an idea from oblivion. Now let's address something else that occurs, though. We hoard ideas so we don't have to deal with the blank page, right? And we accumulate, store, and organize those ideas, and some of us are better at it than others. If you're like me, then you are a vacuum. Nothing is sacred. You swallow the world around you like a renegade sinkhole. Books, articles, videos, movies, songs, images, conversations. The best of us can't keep up with it all. It is the back of a cereal box at breakfast, an American Scientific article in the bathroom, a TED Talk, while you sit in your dentist's chair. So many ideas you're stuffing into your brain and then stuffing into your notebooks. Yes, that stack of notebooks, the stack of note cards, napkins, and sheets of paper covered with drawings, concepts, and objectives stuffed into a leather legal portfolio. Yet we still stare at the blank page, disabled in the face of so much material. Material that seems, after rereading it, weird at best. Wasn't there something more profound than this? Where did that lofty and exalted idea go? Possibly you were fooled, and possibly the profoundness is still in your head, buried. And all you need to do is kick up the dirt by picking up your journal or opening your laptop and writing. I had this idea. Now, it doesn't seem very good right now at the moment, but there was something else to this idea. Oh, yeah. A page later and a catalog of good ideas are marching towards you. And here's the moral of this story. Trust the process. The mind engaged will pillage the ideas in your head. It's an act of discovery. The act of writing initiates it. So sit down and write. Don't torment yourself over lost ideas, people. You can find them, I promise. You just have to trust the process. By the way, if you have any tricks for saving ideas, capturing ideas when you can't write them down or do any other conventional note-taking, share those thoughts on Twitter, share those thoughts on the comments at this blog, and let's share our ideas together. I'd love to hear from you. And so, until next time, take care.